was asked the following question: would there be any restrictions for having investment assets managed over the holidays that fall out when stock markets are open, when the account is discretionary and completely managed by the non-Jew without the owner's involvement? The Shulchan Aruch talks about this case actually in Or HaChaim Siman Resh Mem Hei Seif Dalet, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Yochel Yisrael Litein Lein Yehudi Maos Lisasek Behem. A Jew can give money to a non-Jew to invest with the money, to use the money for business. And he writes, B'nei She'ein Malacha Zu Mutelas Al Yisrael La Soso She'nemar She'ha'eini Yehudi Oseh Shlichuso. Because it's this work isn't considered that the Jew said to do the work. This is what's called a daite denashe. The non-Jew is doing the investment on his own. And the Jew is not telling him to invest on this day. The non-Jew is deciding on his own to invest. And therefore, the non-Jew is not his agent to do the work specifically on Yom Tov. And then the Mishnah Berurah writes, "Umishu mechse kischar Shabbos leka derehu bavla." Let's say any profit you make for the investments on Shabbos, well, you're not going to you get the profits at some point later. Let's say when you sell the stock, when you want to redeem some of the stock and sell it, and all the profits are absorbed. You get profits from Yom Tov and not for Yom Tov. So Havla is generally mutter. In other words, if you get paid for, let's say, a week's worth of work, and some of the work you did on Shabbos, it's not a violation of Schar Shabbos, getting salary on Shabbos, because you're getting paid for a whole bunch of days, including for Shabbos. So there's not a problem with Schar Shabbos, according to Mishnah Berurah. And also, the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'chein ein ha'esek nikar mimihu. That the it's not recognizable, like who's the money from. The non-Jew is just investing money, a lot of money from a lot of different people. So it's not a Maris Einish. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Sif Katan Yud Ches, Mishum Maris Ayin, Sheyomer Abriyo, She'eni Hudi Schirohu, Leika. That people aren't going to say that, oh, this non-Jew is managing the Jews' money on Shabbos. Telo Eina Esek Nikar Shelmihu. It's not clear whose money it is. If the non-Jew wasn't doing business for the Jew, he happened to be doing it on Yom Tov, and it was known that he's doing business for the Jew, so that might be a Maris Ayin issue. And umikamakom calls that eino muter ela kishlo yomar lo leino yehudi shisatz mehem b'shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah says, say in the case of Shabbos, that this is only permitted if the Jew doesn't tell the non-Jew specifically to do business on Shabbos, and in our case, to do business on Yom Tov. So bottom line is that according to the strict letter of the law, it seems that a Jew can give money to a non-Jew to invest, and if the non-Jew decides to invest on Yom Tov, then he can. Because it's not a violation of Schar Shabbos, it's not Maris Ayin issue, and there's no it's not Amir Lenachri, because he's not telling the non-Jew to do the work on Yom Tov. The non-Jew is doing it on his own. Rabbi Willig told me that if you have a personal relationship with the manager, better to tell him no buying and selling on Yom Tov. That's more from a spirit of the law issue. But according to the technical law, it seems that it's probably technically permitted in this instance.